Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Ren with Dance With My Demons podcast. Are you looking to start a podcast? Then let Buzzsprout be the way. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show. Podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show could be online and listed on all the major podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and many more, just within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. With Buzzsprout, you can create something great together. Follow the link in the show notes, which lets Buzzsprout know we sent you. Buzzsprout will send you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and it's sent after a second paid invoice, and it helps support our show as well. Buzzsprout, the best way to create a great and professional podcast. Later. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Ren with Dancing My Demons podcast, and I'm back with an all-new episode, episode 8, The Pain and Hurt We Leave Behind. This episode, to me, is very important. It'll probably be one of the most important episodes I do. It has a lot to do with, I guess, the aftermath of the consequences of our actions while we're going through, some our episodes or when we struggle during our very dark times of dealing with a mental illness and the aftermath and how it affects others and how they view things. This episode actually took me quite a bit to kind of time to do and think about because there was so much to process. And so I really needed to do this episode, not only for myself, but I guess for others out there. So with that being said, sit back, hit play, and welcome to Dance of My Demons podcast. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the show. Once again, this is season 4, episode 8, and I've entitled it, The Pain and Hurt We Leave Behind. Like I said a little bit earlier, this episode took a while to prepare for because it's something that was always in the back of my mind. And it was definitely something that didn't really kind of hit me until recently or these last few months or whatever it may be. Mind you, my journey with my bipolar mental illness has been going on since 2008. So it's been quite a bit of time. But the importance of it is that I kind of associate once we get help and we get diagnosed and, we discover what we're dealing with and we start to recover and things are good, it's great. It's almost like we get healthy, we get focused, we get balanced, and then we move forward. But at the same time, as we're moving forward, we don't always think about what we left behind and maybe the damage or the trauma we might have caused others and what we left behind and how we saw things might be very different from how, people around you may have seen things. Their experience of what you were going through might be very different than what you were experiencing directly for yourself. I kind of associated, I guess, if somebody was going through an addiction and then, they went through rehab and they go through the whole process and they get healthy again and they're doing well and they're moving forward. But all the people in their lives that they hurt or maybe the damage they left behind while they were in the middle of their addictions and, bad behaviors and things that they were going through, their dark times, I guess you would say. So that's how I kind of view this. You know, when I was at my worst was prior to 2008, and it was some really dark times. And, you know, it's one of those things where you try to pinpoint, you know, when, you know, you may have discovered your mental illness, and, you know, you try to pinpoint it. I don't know if you ever could get it correct, because when you think about things from your past, you know, there are so many things that were going on, but it doesn't necessarily mean that was the moment that, you know, mental illness kicked in or something. I don't know if it necessarily works that way. It may have been something that was there all along my whole life, just an underlying type of thing that you don't really realize. Mind you, you know, I'm 54, and back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, to an extent, mental illness really wasn't talked about like it is now. So back then, you know, if you were going through something or depression or anxiety or whatever it may be, it wasn't talked about. And it really wasn't talked about the way it is now. It was almost like there really wasn't a name to put it on, or maybe there was, but because it wasn't talked about, you didn't really know. So it was just kind of there. You know, it was just this underlying thing that you were dealing with that had no real title to you and nothing to point your finger at and say, okay, this is what was going on, but you were dealing with it nonetheless. But you leave behind a lot of hurt or damage to people or how they were experiencing things. You know, I remember at that particular time, prior to being evaluated, you know, I was going through a difficult time in my then marriage, no longer married, I'm divorced, but at that time, a very difficult time in my then marriage. And, you know, issues with dealing with how it may have affected your kids. I think when you're going through these dark times or these mental issues, that you're so self-consumed and you can't see past yourself that you don't always recognize then how it affected others. You know, it could affect your children. It could affect your family. It could, you know, affect your friends, your coworkers, whatever it may be. You know, if they were part of your personal life and they saw you go through those difficult times, their experience with it could be very different than yours. Not to take away from yours or take away from theirs. It's just the point of views could be very different. You know, when you're going through those things personally as an individual, you're experiencing it personally and very different. But from an outside looking at you, you know, the hurt or the disappointment or the neglect or whatever the experience it may be that you may have put upon others in your life hurt them, and you don't realize it. You know, like I said, once you get evaluated and you're focusing on getting better and things are getting better and you're moving forward, but you're not looking back anymore. And it's a good thing to move forward. Absolutely. It's necessary, but you can't ignore the past either. So you need to acknowledge it and acknowledge it for the folks that it affected and the people that were close to you in your life and how it impacted them. I guess me even having this show, having this podcast affects people. There are people in your life that listen to the show and they're like, they have a different experience of what they're hearing you talk about. You know, there's a reaction that I get from me doing this show on the experience of how it affected others in my life. And though I couldn't see it in their eyes and their point of view because I was living it personally myself, though I can't experience it the way they did, it's important for me to acknowledge them and that they understand that you're aware now of the hurt and the experience and maybe the neglect or maybe the things that you were going through, that you were actually putting them through as well. You know, the only real thing I can do, I can't erase my past. I can't erase the experiences of my past. But it's important to me that I acknowledge the people who care about me so much, but that had to go through those things with me as I was going through it. And to all those people out there, my kids, my family, my friends, to all the loved ones that were in my life, you know, I'm sorry that I put you all through that. I know, I can only imagine that it was very difficult for you to go through those dark experiences with me. And I am deeply sorry and apologize for, I guess, you having to kind of maybe re-experience it through the show. You know, maybe it dredges up old feelings that you didn't realize were there. But when I'm putting my experiences out there for the whole world to hear, you're also re-experiencing it yourself as well. And it's important for me to acknowledge that, you know, that I am sorry for any experiences that I put you through. I wish I could say I completely understood how you were going through it, but I really can't, because those are your individual experiences that you felt. But I can acknowledge and say that I am sorry for having put anybody, any of my loved ones, my children, like I said, my children, my parents, my family members, my siblings, my friends, anybody that experienced my dark times and struggled with it hard. I apologize for putting you through that. It's important. I think being that this season's all about self-care, a big part of it is coming to deal with everything. It can't just all be, you know, rainbows and sunshines about things that you talk about. Sometimes you have to confront the hard things that we go through in our lives, the experiences. Sometimes you're dredging up the past, but in order to move forward, you have to acknowledge the past so you can help those individuals heal as well. I hope this helps, you know, all my loved ones who experienced my dark times heal and able to kind of move forward as well. And understand that in no way, shape, or form was what I was going through intentional. It was never my intention to hurt anybody or, you know, to put my shit on anybody. You know, it's just what I was going through. But I do acknowledge that I did leave behind, you know, some hurt. There are some people in my life that it did affect. And there's some, you know, emotional scars. And I hope this can help in healing. Like I said, I kind of associate this with like I said, with somebody going through an addiction and they leave behind so much trauma while they were going through their recovery. Or even when they were going through their dark time and dark shit, and they put their kids through stuff, or they put their families through stuff and friends or whatever. It's, to me, I kind of look at it that way. You know, like when I was deep and dark into my really bad times dealing with my mental illness prior to getting evaluated, not really knowing, and even getting evaluated and dealing with the recovery process after and during, you know, like people go through shit, you know, and when they love you so much and they're there for you and they care for you, they experience your hurt as well. And sometimes when you're so self-consumed in your own crap, you don't, you know, you forget that you're hurting other people as well. Like they're feeling what you're feeling. So this is important. This is a very, very important episode for me to do. You know, it's literally one of the most important episodes I will ever do. And it's important that I acknowledge all my loved ones. And like I said, my kids, my parents, my siblings, my friends, my, you know, family members, anybody who was directly affected by my shit, my dark times, my, you know, I sincerely want to apologize and understand that I acknowledge, you know, the hurt that you must have been feeling and the hurt you might still carry because of the show bringing up, you know, dredging up past feelings or experiences. And I like to believe, as time has gone on, I like to believe I made healthier choices. And though it's always going to be an ongoing process of managing your mental illness and your recovery and doing better, through the process, you're always going to be stumbling. And there might be times where, you know, you hurt people's feelings or disregard people's feelings now. So, you know, for, I guess, the past and the present, you know, I'm acknowledging you all. I want you all to know that though I don't know the experience that you feel, I do understand that there is hurt and pain that comes with, you know, what I was going through and how it made you feel. So I hope this episode helped. You know, I know a lot of people have gone through this in one experience or another, whether it be through mental health or whether it be through addiction of some sort or some type of recovery process. When you've gone through those real deep, dark times, there's always been people close to you, loved ones, who have hurt as well because of it. So I know this should bring awareness to many, many others out there. And like I said, to all my loved ones and people that are, you know, have been a big part of my life, people who care about me, you know, past and present, you know, I sincerely apologize for any hurt or pain I may have caused any of you. And to say that I love you all still, and I hope you all still feel the same way about me. And, you know, the best thing I can do, I can't erase what happened. But I guess the best thing I can do is to make better choices and to be more aware of the people that are with me and the hurt I may put them through, and you know, to not take that for granted, the people that are next to me that love me and care about me, and to be more aware, to avoid hurting people consciously, and, you know, to take steps to heal myself. But also, this is, I guess, my olive branch to anybody I've ever hurt. I hope this will help you heal as well. So with that being said, I hope you all tune in to, episodes coming up. You know, the holidays are coming up, so it could be, a few weeks before I put out another episode, but I hope you all continue to listen. The show has been, really doing great things, and I'm really excited about it, and I'm continuing to be doing this show. And I hope you all, continue to tune in. And you can still catch all past episodes of Dance with My Demons podcast on any platform you listen to your favorite podcast on. So until the next episode, I hope you all stay strong in mind, strong in heart, but most of all, don't let the demons get you down. Later. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I'll be back with an all-new episode very soon. Until then, you can catch past episodes of Dance with My Demons podcast on anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast on. You can also catch me on Instagram at DanceWithMyDemon69, on Facebook, Dance with My Demons podcast, on X at DWMDpodcast69. And also, if you or somebody you know is going through an emotional or mental crisis, 988 is the National Suicide Lifeline. Keep that in mind. We're all in this together, and everybody needs each other's help. So until then, stay strong in mind, stay strong in heart, but most of all, don't let the demons get you down. Later.